Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In March, it feels like anything can happen. That 3-day windstorm, for example. But April is full of potential. It's my house being a mess because I only want to be outside, wandering Water Street and meeting friends for beers in the Arts District. I'm alive. So today on CityCast Las Vegas, I'm here with local artist and man about town, Brent Holmes, and my co-host, David Figler, with our guide to loving April in Vegas. It's Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Sarah Lohman, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Fellas! Podcast bros, what's going on?
Hey, I'm glad to be with a man about town.
Hi, how's it going?
Brent Holmes, man about town.
And a woman about town. And me, I'm just a dude about downtown.
I'm a gentle creature.
A gentle creature about town.
Yes.
Okay. So like it's April. Hopefully that 3-day windstorm was enough for the whole spring. What are you all up to, Brent? What are you doing this month?
April's incredible because this is the best temperature baseline we're going to get for the next 4 months. So I like to be outside. Little trips to the desert. I'll hop out to Red Rock, take the loop up, walk around, go kiss some Joshua trees. I really am loving Lone Mountain right now and their little park/hiking trail up there. I think it's pretty terrific. And on top of that, I am doing a lot of artwork because that's what I do.
Where?
I'm going to be showing at ASAP Gallery over in Orleans Square at the end of April. So I've got a lot of hustle to do.
And exciting.
Yeah, it's a busy time for me. I've also got an exhibition coming up in Tacoma, Washington. So between those two things, I don't get that much time outside, let's say. But when I do, I really relish it.
Yeah, and I do encourage everyone to just go give a Joshua tree a pet. It's a very soothing experience. But tell me more about this show. What's the name of the show at the ASAP? What's the focus? It's a solo show, right?
Yeah, this will be a series of illustrations I've created in a kind of black cowboy oeuvre using ancestral masking imagery and classic cowboy agitprop. I like to actually refer to it as propaganda because I think most of the cowboy mythos is propaganda. But I'm using that to create some very stark black and white images, just ink on paper, relatively simplistic with like a little bit of depth underneath. And that's going to be like a week long show.
First of all, if people want to learn more about the history of black cowboys, you and I did an episode about that.
We'll
link it in the show notes. How fun. What's the time for the opening reception, date and time for your solo show?
I believe it'll be April 18th or 19th, depending on how quick I am to get everything hung up.
We'll link it. And I'm really excited to see this work because I love this topic. All right, David, what are you up to this month?
Well, like Brent, I do enjoy this time as my outside time. You'll see me tooling around on my bicycle around the downtown area, which is a rarity for sure. But also, there's my theater downtown, which I'm really excited about. So we're season ticket holders to Majestic Repertory Theater.
Oh, cool.
Their final production of the year is launching in April. And so we're going to check out Ride the Cyclone, which looks totally fun. It's a musical. I mean, Majestic is wonderful. You know, other theaters around too, and there's a really nice production out in Henderson, which would be outside of my comfort zone, which is like an April thing too.
I'll hold your hand.
Yeah, but I'm really interested in seeing the Titus Andronicus.
That's in Henderson.
Yeah, that's over on Wigwam. Yeah. They're setting up a tent. That's only running through April 6th.
So I
have to kind of get in there under the wire. A good friend of mine, an actor, his name is Eric Amblad, is in it. But yeah, it's a Nevada Shakespeare Company, and they're doing it in conjunction with the City of Henderson. It looks like it's a great time. So April will be filled with a little bit of theater for me.
All right. Well, send me a text when you get your ticket for Titus Andronicus, because I would come to see that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you guys want to book on that, I want to go as well. That sounds
amazing. Yes, let's have an outing.
I would kill for some good Titus Andronicus. I'll take Shakespeare any day of the week.
I also left one thing out.
Yeah.
Is that it's in the style of a grindhouse film.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, now this is a whole other level.
It's adults
David,
only.
You undersold, David. And that's incredible.
I mean, I'm a fan of this show because Julie Taymor did that big production in the 90s that I was obsessed with.
Well, yeah. Act One is in the form of a slasher flick, and Act Two is in a revenge flick. So this does really sound interesting.
We're going.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
We'll start a text thread. Honest to goodness. I mean, like the both of you, I don't want to be inside. There's some dire consequences to that in that I'm inside creating filth like piles of dishes, but don't have the patience to then deal with the filth. So, like, the house is messy, although Vogue is coming over to co-work with me outside.
Vogue Robinson, former co-host.
At least she's coming over this weekend, so at least I have a deadline to get my shit together. But mostly it's because I've been in my backyard. I think I mentioned to you too, Brent, you've seen my house. I moved into a house in June. David, you haven't had the chance to be over yet because you were sick for the holiday party. But it has a backyard space. So this is really my first full season. Like last season was just sort of like getting it not to be full of garbage. And now I'm trying to like plant and grow and landscape. And I have something specific that I'm trying to find that maybe you two or the listeners can help me track down. I really want to put a passion fruit vine in. So my favorite Instagram garden follow, Desert Secret Garden, she's got a passion fruit vine, and apparently they do amazing here. They're evergreen, and they like really grow big, and they'll like put out fruit a couple times a year, like fresh passion fruit. And then the blossoms on passion fruits are crazy. They kind of look like, have you seen the popcorn buckets for Dune? But yeah, like pink and purple, like that. I'm on the hunt. If anybody knows somewhere local, which is my preference, that I can get one, please send us an email. I'm going to put the email in our show notes. Email me.
Hey, it's David Figler, and one of my favorite food festivals is coming back to town. It's Vegas Unstripped over at the Palms Hotel on Saturday, May 18th. Over 24 chefs from some of Las Vegas's most talked about restaurants creating original, unique menu items they've never made before. Chef creativity at its best. We're talking chefs from Partage, Esther's Kitchen, Milpa, EDO, and more, including this year's James Beard Award finalist Steve Kessler from Aroma. Tickets are $150 and are all inclusive of food and drink, so you don't have to pay for anything once you're inside. No hidden upcharges. I went last year, and it was so crowded in the best possible way. We got one remarkable dish after another, and while it was a little indulgent, here's the best part. The net proceeds go to local charities. So head on over to VegasUnstripped.com to get your tickets now. We'll see you there.
Let's talk about what we're excited to eat this month. Okay, I want to go first because I am so pumped about the new Esther's location. I went for the first time in December. A friend of mine was coming in to perform at the Fontainebleau opening, and so I picked her up. We squeezed in a bar seating at the old, like, tight, convivial location, had amazing cocktails. We had an amazing time. So I think, of course, as anybody living in Vegas has heard, they've moved to a huge new space on the corner. David, you and I were out and about last weekend in the beautiful weather, and we just did, like, a little walkthrough to see the space because you've already been there, like, four times.
Yeah, I mean, it's my neighborhood. It's downtown, and I love it. And so, yeah, we've really enjoyed all of the new Esther's and what it has to offer. And, like, it's big city restaurant, man. I mean, yeah, they just knocked it out of the ballpark.
Yeah, they really did. I have been doing the illustrative work for their new cocktail menu.
Oh, wow.
So when you go in, once the cocktail menu is available, which it should be by mid-April, those are my drawings and designs.
Oh. I mean, I'm going to steal one and have you sign it.
I mean, I love, you know, they also have Jerry Misco's that are up in there, and they really have taken sort of their place in locals' hearts to heart themselves. And it is a celebration of, you know, big city local place. I love it.
Yeah.
Brent, what else is going on with you? What are you excited to eat this month?
I'm just really lucky because I just got a place in Chinatown. So a lot of my favorite eats are within walking distance. And the best part about April is
great neighborhood.
Dining al fresco, right?
Yeah.
You have some really terrific patios. I really like the one over at Rira Thai in Xinghao Plaza. And then if you're feeling a little cafe-ish, there's Take It Easy, which is Makers and Finders. Ancillary location in Chinatown, and they have a terrific patio.
Oh, so coffee, pastries, foodsies?
Empanadas.
Empanadas, okay.
Yeah, it's a can't lose kind of vibe. Very coffee shop, very small and kind of refreshing in that like coffee shop culture you miss from larger cities. It has that vibe. And then I just found out Shizuya Cafe is taking over the Hathbird space right around the corner from Take It Easy, and they make amazing Japanese pastries. Yeah,
Japanese pastries.
All those, you know, souffle cheesecake kind of things. And that's really fun. Terrific and yummy, too.
So you could grab some baked goods, grab a latte out of Take It Easy and sit out on the patio. Love it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
A perfect April day.
All right. David, I know you're very tied into openings, new restaurant openings. Is there anything opening up in April that we should be aware of?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and April is kind of like my first explore and adventure. And I try to do as much outside stuff as possible as you should, but also break out of my like downtown bubble. And here's the thing, like there's so many new things popping up all the time downtown, but I'm in walking distance of that. Where do I need to go drive? And so I saw that there was a neat new spot opening up. It's scheduled for opening up April 6th. So maybe like shortly thereafter, in fact, maybe even April 7th might go check out Early Birds. Now, Early Birds is way out. Yeah, it's on, for me, way out. It's on Blue Diamond and Durango.
That is way out.
For me, for sure. Yeah. The restaurant group, it's called 8182. They do a lot of stuff that's in the hotel space with like craft cocktails and some speakeasies. And they also do the one that's in Chinatown. I always forget the name. Por favor.
Los Mastos. Just
Mas
kidding.
Por favor.
That's my new
Did I say
restaurant.
It right?
Yeah.
I said it right.
It's Mas Por favor.
I said it
sorry.
Right. I said it right. I had it right away. Yeah. So Mas Por favor, which is a really cool street taco with a speakeasy in the back. Mm. So I'm like really curious what they're going to be doing out there. They're touting just really fun comfort food. I'm very blessed to have Winnie and Ethel down right in my neighborhood.
Sure.
So I'm going to go check out another neighborhood.
Winnie Ethel's can be packed, though.
Yeah, it does.
That's the thing, especially on the weekends.
And I'm guessing this place will be, too. They probably have a big following. But I'm looking forward to, like, trying an Irish Benedict, which is, like, corned beef hash on a Benedict. And I love that. I love that very much. But if I'm going to be out that far for me, like, I'm going to make a day of it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, like, maybe circle back on Blue Diamond and head down the 15 to Good Springs because my partner has never been to the Pioneer Saloon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yes.
Which, you know, has indoor-outdoor space. They do bands on the weekends, like around noon. So
I mean, it's a serious biker bar out there, too.
Post-breakfast. Well, that's the Pioneer. It's historic.
Yeah.
You know, it's storied. But they do bands. And then I think April 7th is actually something called National Beer Day, whatever, those national designated days. But that means they're going to have some, like, really cool local beers, I'm guessing. So it's going to be, like, a fun festive time out at the Pioneer, which is a great time to be out at the Pioneer, especially when there's live music. And then, you know, depending on how things go, maybe we'll go check out Seven Magic Mountains, which, you know, this time of year
is a good
time of year to kind of chill out there right by there.
God, you know,
you don't really have to worry about it. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. We could just time that as a perfect, like, get out on the outskirts of town day around a brand new restaurant. So that's kind of the game plan.
Brent, do you have any Pioneer Saloon memories?
No, most of them are blackouts.
yeah.
It's one of the best catch a desert vibe places you can go.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time I've been out there, it's been epic. The first time I went on a full moon, and not only did we go to Pioneer Saloon, but the Good Springs Cemetery is on the way back, and it's not open in the night, but it is open during the day, and it is an amazing, like, Old West, like, poke around. Then on the way back, again, full moon, middle of the night, there was a barn owl in the middle of the road. It's wild. I'll repost this on my Instagram. But then the next time it was for my birthday, and this very drunk man went around the table. He asked us if he could tell us what our futures would be. And so he went around to the whole table on my birthday and told everyone their fortune.
Yeah, that guy always died 25 years ago, by the way. So when did you see him?
It was actually Large March is who I saw.
Tell him Large March.
So amazing. Yeah, definitely interested to check out Early Birds too. Okay, so here is our new feature, our event of the month. Like, if you had to pick one thing.
Just one?
Just one. This is like, you are making time for this no matter what. One event, what would it be?
420.
The city Stop of Las- it. Earth Day is 420.
Earth Day is on 420. The city of Las Vegas is having an Earth Day event with arts collective Rao Rao. Rao Rao? Yeah.
And
they got Rao Rao. They're part yeah. Shout out to Coco Jenkins. Shout outs to Nothing to Do LV. They're doing a whole day. Vendors, food trucks, they're encouraging you to ride your bicycles down there. They got a bike valet. Their headliner's Olmeca. They have Noir Movement, Teen Wolf. It's a lot of really good local bands, a couple bands from out of state. It should be a really incredible day to go to the park. It's over at Lorenzi Park, and it should be really fun. You can take the kids. If you wanted something a little more adult, I'm sure there are more than enough 420 adult events, right?
Yeah, and this is, it's Earth Day observed. It is technically on 422, but this is the 420 Earth Day party because, you know, the ganja she grows from Mother Earth. So why not celebrate?
The ganja she grows.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Fred, that sounds great. What about you, David? What are you looking forward to?
Okay, so again, I am disappointed I have to just pick one thing because I'm certainly not going to miss our friend Kim Foster's University Forum Lecture Series talk.
What?
That's happening on Thursday, April 18th, where she's talking about the dysfunction of food, food that isn't beautiful or comforting or delicious. That's such a yeah. Kim Foster topic,
yeah,
and I love every second of it, so I will 100% be there. The big event, though, that I'm like—
I just want to clarify, contributor to CityCast Las Vegas, Kim
yes.
Foster, and
yes.
also James Beard Award-winning writer and author. Yeah,
so All much. Right. And also do-gooder and keeper mm-hmm. and distributor of social
Kindness
capital.
Person, yeah.
Yes, and frequent podcast contributor. Yeah, but I think the one that's like kind of like big event, like maybe I need to go check it out, is Neil deGrasse Tyson over at the Smith Center doing a spoken wordy deal.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is up your alley so far. Up your alley, David. Is the spoken word about science?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, let's hope so, because he's, you know...
He's a man.
Floated.
He's got other things
He's
going
floated
on.
Into some difficult terrain.
He has.
But this one is called Astronomy Bizarre, and it's essentially him talking about everything in the universe that's cool and scary, black holes, dark matter, dark energy, diamond stars, gamma ray bursts, white holes, wormholes, and multiverses, and I want to be there for all of that. So that's April 14th at the Smith Center. Tickets are still available. So,
okay.
Yeah. Actually, it looks like he's doing two shows that day. Is that possible?
Ooh, yeah, it's possible as long as you've got some good snacks in the green room.
Yeah. All right.
Some
God bless.
Space snacks. Brent, are you a Neil deGrasse Tyson fan?
You know, I've had so many, of course I'm a Neil deGrasse Tyson fan. I'm a light-skinned black man in America. but I get the, you know, you remind me of Neil deGrasse Tyson every once in a while. And it's one of the better compliments I can get
Is
backhandedly.
It?
I mean, he's the pinnacle of nerdy blackness in this country. I don't necessarily see the corollary, but I consider it complimentary regardless.
You know, it's your accent. I will give them that. You've got that East Coast, New Jersey accent. I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
It's your masterful control of logic in the face of ridiculousness. And I think that's why you probably get that, Brent.
Yeah. I mean, there is a part of me, I'm still thinking about jumping on a plane and going to Cleveland to see the eclipse, which is not going to grace us with its presence on Monday, April 8th. But I will tell you what's going to be fun sick this month is the Las Vegas Preservation Society's Home and History. Is that? No, oh, excuse me. It's the NPF, the Nevada Preservation Foundation's Home and History. I am so excited. I went last year. I saw Richard Hooker, who you know, David, did this amazing walking tour. And he's like longtime Las Vegan, used to work for the mayor's office. He's one of the people that helped get the Neon Museum going.
And the book festival.
And the book festival. I mean, this guy has like, he's ingrained in like boosting culture. And he does this downtown walking tour that is, I mean, it's so hidden, unique Fremont Street. It's $45 and you get a cocktail at the end and sometimes a cocktail in the middle too, honestly. And I went last year, but it sounds like there's even more stuff because one of the things he's advertising is that you're going to see the oldest hotel room in the city.
Ooh.
I know. And like a streamlined modern slot machine said to have inspired the architecture of downtown's newest hotel. Like it was what I saw last year was full of secrets. And it just makes me feel really awesome to be able to like now take friends through that neighborhood and be like, come here, I want to show you a secret. So I highly recommend his tour, which is going on both Friday and Saturday. Oh, I should say the weekend is April 25th through 27th.
Right.
And all of the events, which they're continuing to add to, are on the Nevada Preservation Foundation's website.
The Tiki House is on that one too, isn't it?
I think that's sold out.
But that looked so cool.
Yeah, okay. So my friend Jen over at Neon, who's up on things, is got me the ticket. So there is a cocktail night at the Tiki House. The Lava House is its official name.
Mm-hmm.
Exotic mid-century compound that was home to formal home of a Las Vegas casino mogul, like incredible interior, and it's like a cocktails and hors d'oeuvres situation. And then the other one that I'm going to, Behind the Barriers, an Insider's View of the Clark County Museum.
Ooh.
So it says, we'll open up the plexiglass dividers and historic houses, step into normally off-limits storage spaces, and take a look at the museum's collection of Las Vegas casino ephemera. That's Friday and Saturday afternoon as well. Clark County Museum is right down the block for me. So I am so excited.
Yeah, NPF does such a good job.
We have a very busy April ahead of us because it is the best month to be outside until October. Although last year it was cool until June, which I particularly appreciated.
Absolutely. April, I'm coming for you.
All right. I'm going to write some poetry, too. Why not? Seems like the thing to do.
Seems like the month.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much. See you next month.
See you next month.
Yeah. And we'll see you out there in April. We're going to be all around.
See you at Titus Andronicus. I'm starting this text. Yeah.
Roadhouse. Grindhouse version.
Yes.
That is all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you enjoyed the show, why not tell a friend, rate the show? You know what? Send this to someone that you want to get out and about in April with. We've got some great suggestions here. And if you want this in written format, it'll be in our morning newsletter with links, so you should subscribe to Hey Las Vegas as well. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Take care.
I think if you're over 30 and you're still like deep into the prankery, you need to find something better to do. That's my hot take.
Ouch. Hot take. We all hate April Fools. Don't do it. Don't fool me. I'll end our friendship.
We also hate Tax Day.